Welcome to the latest edition of Nareit's REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borkson-Quito, and today we're going to explore the intersection of real estate and technology, commonly known as PropTech, with Blake Liggio, a partner in law firm Goodwin's Real Estate Industry Group. Blake, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So I describe PropTech as the intersection of real estate and technology, but maybe you could start by expanding on that definition and also tell us why we're hearing so much about PropTech today.
Sure. So PropTech is a term that is being used in a number of ways today, both broadly and narrowly, but the term generally refers to the convergence of technology with the real estate industry, in a general intersection of those industries that is aimed at modernizing and innovating from a technological standpoint, the real estate market. And in terms of why we're hearing so much about it today, there have been, you know, significant acceleration of activity in the PropTech industry over the last several years because of both the development of technologies targeting real estate as the end user, in addition to the amount of capital that is rising by, you know, year over year and supporting those platforms. And the other reason that we're hearing more about PropTech is that there's more receptiveness on the real estate side, which is broadening the dialogue in the space to the understanding that there are advancements that can be made in the real estate business model that may, in fact, be effective platforms to increase operational efficiencies in real estate and even may, in fact, impact overall returns. And this is a relatively new development because for a period of time, real estate was generally resistant to the idea that advancing technology was necessarily, a worthwhile effort to explore, at least, you know, across the industry overall.
Now, you mentioned that real estate was resisting technology. Why do you think that really happened?
You know, real estate looked at technology innovation a couple of decades ago in the dot-com boom and bust era and you know, through fund investments particularly, and adoption at that time wasn't very successful. So tech focus is not new to real estate. We often refer to what we're seeing today as, you know, as PropTech 2.0 or some successor period to that time, a couple of decades ago. But, you know, there are some other phenomenons that are, you know, dynamics within real estate that have generally led to a lag, you know, in comparison to other industries. And one is that real estate internal expertise has only recently, in many real estate companies at least, evolved to include people with tech backgrounds and know-how so that integration and successful development of tech within the business structure of real estate, you know, until there was really that internal expertise was often very difficult to achieve and maintain without relevant infrastructures. And in addition, real estate leaders haven't necessarily viewed tech innovation as necessary to the overall business. You know, real estate is generally a low margin model, and operational changes typically need to be validated by some level of certainty that there will be impact on the bottom line. And I think that PropTech is a space that continues to evolve, and there are many products on the market that don't necessarily pass this test for real estate operators as they think about new technologies. But as products emerge that do pass the test, I think real estate operators are starting to take note, and this general lag in innovation is starting to shift.
So you mentioned these new products coming really online. What changes are you seeing in terms of how REITs and real estate are adopting these PropTech platforms, and what are the immediate benefits that we might see?
Sure. So as I mentioned, internal leadership, I think, is certainly changing within REITs and traditional operators. We're seeing a rising trend of executive leadership roles being created within REITs and real estate companies, particularly the role of chief technology officer, chief innovation officer, you know, other sort of executive that's specifically designated to operating technology, researching technology, maintaining technology within the business. And those new executive leadership roles are, you know, reporting directly to the top level, you know, CEO, CFO leadership. And we're, in addition to that, we're even seeing board positions being filled with people who have, you know, have technology backgrounds. So that's some validation, you know, within the traditional operators and REITs that, you know, that demonstrates a new commitment to technology. The other trend that we're seeing is increased fund investment. So, you know, traditional owners and operators are beginning to participate as LPs in real estate tech funds and using, you know, the investments, in particular technologies, to take those technologies and pilot them in their business to test utility. And then finally, there are general changes to, you know, to the overall real estate platforms in some instances. So one example is short-term leasing is being offered, you know, particularly in the office sector directly by landlords, and co-working office spaces that are associated with those short-term leases, you know, being run directly by the operator to eliminate a tech platform like a WeWork that was, you know, playing intermediary. And the real estate operators are offering those platforms directly and therefore realizing the value that was otherwise being gained by an intermediary. So I think that the tech, you know, that some of these tech trends have actually impacted the way that certain real estate businesses are being run structurally.
And what are some of the risks for REITs of not staying on top of these tech trends and all the changes that are happening? And how fast is are you seeing change happening today?
So change is happening very, very fast in this space. I mean, it's almost daily that we're seeing a new, you know, new technologies rise, new funding, new deals being announced. So it's very, very fast. It's a very, very fast pace. And I think the risk to REITs and, you know, incumbents of not staying on top of the space is disruption, for one. I mean, this space was, you know, the PropTech industry was really born from a disruptive model. And tech generally, you know, has been a disruptive model, you know, over time as it has sort of infiltrated a number of industries. And so we're seeing real estate, various asset classes in particular, like retail, hospitality, and even office in some instances, realize this possibility of disruption and, you know, and choose to, and those operators are choosing to self-disrupt and really become sophisticated, you know, in the prop tech industry and kind of what's going on and all the activity surrounding the space in order to preempt the possibility of disruption. So that's one piece. And then I think the other risk, and perhaps even more importantly, is losing the opportunity to innovate the business in a direction that the industry appears to be heading. You know, all industries, particularly over the last decade, have really enhanced technological capabilities. And, you know, as consumers have grown accustomed to all these innovations from a technological standpoint, I think that they're coming to expect enhanced capabilities from real estate where they live, work, and otherwise spend their time. So I think that there are, you know, a number of dynamics that are pushing real estate in this direction, and you know, there should be some time devoted to keeping up with the trends.
Blake, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.
And to our listeners, be sure to visit REIT.com to find previous episodes of the REIT Report.